98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station.
We talked about playing agenda-free football with every man being a star in his role.
Lob pass near side picked off by Baker. The highest paid safety in the game. Maybe the best safety in the game.
This guy strikes like a cobra.
Throws it deep far side into the end zone. It is picked off by Patrick Peterson. Quick throw over the middle. Picked off. It's intercepted at the 40-yard line. Isaiah Simmons has it.
When you watch the way they're playing, the physicality, the way they're flying around with the football and having fun doing so, it's a fun culture to be around.
Doug and Wolf talk Cardinals. Now.
Right in Paul's face. Yeah!
There it is, Paulie. Go ahead and flash the four right now. Hour number four of the Doug and Wolf Show. Savages in the Morning. Broadcasting on a Cowbell Wednesday.
Everyone's watching to see what.
Four fingers into the air. Hour number four on the one Wednesday where it is a Friday year after year after year. The Wednesday before Thanksgiving, we say good morning to you, Savages. Broadcasting from the Auction Community Studios. Punch it!
Everybody's working for the weekend.
Just when I was looking forward to this Thanksgiving, maybe more than any other, because I will not have to attend a Fountain Hills parade that will not exist. Dragged out of bed on Thanksgiving morning. Maybe nursing a hangover, and then I got to go out to the Fountain Hills Parade where, hey, dude, how about wash your car before you put it in the parade? With the PA system that sounds like Charlie Brown's teacher giving me a headache and a half as I'm watching this thing unfold, the only thing worse than Wolf's squash or a pumpkin pie on Thanksgiving weekend would be Lover Boy and the Cowbell.
No, or pig fat pudding, suet pudding. You ever had that, ladies and gentlemen?
No, I
pig
can safely say
pudding,
I have not had pig fat pudding.
That is a Palmer's staple, suet pudding. Oh, my goodness. It just sounds disgusting, right? Even as a young man, Basin O'Neans, even as a young
child.
I've had
a little fat back. But
there I was 5, 6 years old growing up in the Palmer household. I can tell you right now, even then I knew there was something wrong with suet pudding.
That's a little strange.
I'll try anything once. Once, but pig fat pudding, did I hear that
right?
Bad. There is no chance I would sample that. None.
Really?
Zero.
Really bad.
Hard pass.
What did you think this morning, if you don't mind indulging me, Paul, on Minch's failure as the assistant producer of the Doug and Wolf Show?
To turn on my mic repeatedly? Oh, no. What? Go ahead.
Going into hour number two, where we want to hit the cowbells and flash the two,
right,
and play Loverboy.
Okay.
No, excuse me, hour number three. He did not play Loverboy for Bill Belichick. Like, why would you
actually?
Why would you let Bill out of
right.
the fun of
well,
Loverboy on,
no.
on a football Wednesday, Friday?
Common sense prevailed. Well
I
done,
see.
Mitch. You know
I
what?
See.
I'm going to go ahead and remove the 90-day probationary period just on that move alone. Boom, you are official.
Look, Paulie, I have my moments, okay?
Paulie, do you have, right now, do you have any Thanksgiving Day traditions at the Calvisi compound, Paul? Do you have any traditions? I mean, is there
yeah.
one? Is there anything at all, Paul? Or is this just this reckless approach to Thanksgiving?
Well, the wife is from the D, so instead of watching the Macy's Day Parade, we always watch the lesser of the two Thanksgiving Day parades from Detroit. And
yes.
you can find it on the nether regions of your cable system. You can actually find the minor league broadcast of the Detroit Thanksgiving Day Parade, and I'm subjected to watching that as well. It's all about the parades. Why is that in our household? I don't know.
How many marching bands from some high school
right,
can you
exactly.
actually watch?
Thank you. I just... I don't need umpteen number of high school bands.
How about this, Basin O'Neans? We actually sit around, we at the Wu-Fang Clan of the Wolf League compound on Thanksgiving night. On Thanksgiving night, you know what we do? We watch Polar Express. Have you ever seen Polar Express?
Actually, I have.
This
yeah,
actually
yeah.
kicks, because I will not allow any type of Christmas talk or Christmas decoration or Christmas anything before Thanksgiving. I will not allow it at the compound.
Now, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. The last time you declared what's not going to be allowed was you declared the beautiful Miss Stephanie was not to bring any bagels or muffins in for your birthday.
Yeah, how'd that go?
And we got a spread like no other that morning after that declaration.
I'm telling you right now, you walk up to my kids and you ask them, Paul, and they'll tell you, no. Never Christmas before Thanksgiving.
Our tree's been up for 2 weeks. I have no idea why.
What?
I have no idea why.
What are you doing?
There's no way I'm getting in the way of her on a roll. Like, what power do I have? Like, all right, knock yourself out. But I've been walking around thinking, why are all the Christmas stuff?
Stop it.
I've come to realize it's taken 14 years on this show that Wolf barks out a lot of orders that he supposedly says at home, these edicts that he puts, and none of them are followed. None of them. So he says them on the air to make him feel good and tough and like he's in charge, but he's most definitely not. The Warrior Queen is making all the calls.
And you know what else we actually read? And it's a weird kind of tradition at the Wolfley compound, my friends, but we also read, or at least I do, The Legend of Sleepy Hollow.
On Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
Doesn't that sound a little more Halloweenish?
It is more Halloween, but it's fall is what The Legend of Sleepy Hollow really represents to me. It's fall.
Wolf.
Bells will be ringing.
Wolf, I got bad news, Wolf. The kids are now 12 and 10.
Yes.
Ain't no way they enjoy dad reading word for word Sleepy Hollow out of the book. There's no way they're enjoying it. You are kidding
yourself.
It's
happening, Paul.
You are kidding yourself.
I'm telling you right now, Paulie, it's happening.
They're on their phones. Paul, I got to tell you,
in honor of
what you caught with Wolf, there's a man that used to be the owner of the radio stations in Alabama I worked for, and you know how there's all these Southern sayings. His famous Southern saying used to be, never trust a man who thinks he's in charge of his own house.
Who said that?
His name is Bill Donovan. Never trust a man who thinks he's in charge of his own house.
Oh, right, because the operative word there is think.
Exactly.
Because you're mistaken. You are not.
Happy wife, happy
ladies
life.
Ladies and gentlemen, I lay it down. I'm telling you that right now.
Yeah,
the beautiful Miss Stephanie would come on the show and tell you that.
And she would say, yes, I give him the power to think he's laid it down.
You just got to know where to pick your battles, my brothers.
She nods accordingly and then does whatever she wants.
No. Right.
That's exactly what happens, I guarantee you.
Okay, I'm pretty comfortable with that.
There might be a little bit of truth to that, but who's counting? Right.
That was the beautiful part of the program on Isaiah Simmons and how he's getting his college career
honestly,
moving into the NFL.
I would love to know that, the Baysonians that are out there right now, right? What is your Turkey Day tradition? Everyone's got Turkey Day family traditions that they do on Thanksgiving. What is yours, my brothers? That's what I ask.
Espo. Who covers the Suns very closely, just tweeted tweeted you and says, 100% with you, no Christmas until after Thanksgiving.
None whatsoever.
Which automatically proves everybody else right if Espo agrees with
you. Me. No way, Espo. I'm with you on that one. Are you kidding me, Paul?
I'm actually agreeing with you.
Your kids walk around, Paul, counting their Christmas presents.
So
they even have Thanksgiving turkey?
Are you walking around and yelling at half your neighbors? Because half your neighborhood is already decorated for Christmas, I guarantee you.
I do not, Paul. I do not look at you with a jaundiced eye just because you don't have the same tradition we have.
Do you decorate the guest house, too?
No, we stop at the guest house,
but you guys see another...
You have Turkey Day dinner at the club?
Another reason for the HOA. Add another bylaw to the HOA rule book that thou shalt not decorate for Christmas before Thanksgiving.
I am jealous of Wolf's no HOA. That's...
Paul, you know what? Honestly, you do live where there's an HOA.
I most definitely do. Believe me.
You don't have any Coors beer signs hanging on a tree?
I've taken their name in vain more than once.
Oh,
believe me.
Goodness.
Coming up next, the defense or defense?
I'm busy. It's stinking football. I don't have time to pull these weeds. I'm busy.
Against Cam Newton. Do the Cardinals have the depth? Next on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
I see, Paul.
98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station.
We talked about playing a gender-free football with every man being a star in his role.
Lob pass near side picked off by Baker. The highest paid safety in the game. Maybe the best safety in the game.
This guy strikes like a cobra.
Throws it deep, far side, into the end zone. It is picked off by Patrick Peterson. Quick for over the middle. Picked off! It's intercepted at the 40-yard line. Isaiah Simmons has it!
When you watch the way they're playing, the physicality, the way they're flying around in the football and having fun doing so, it's a fun culture to be around.
Doug and Wolf talk Cardinals. Now.
At New England, on the road, as of right now, you kind of have to say this, it feels like, for every game. The game is scheduled. Here we go. I don't see a scenario in this game where the team that loses the rushing battle wins the game.
I would have to agree with that.
I mean, you assume the Cardinals can throw it like at will because that's, you know, their offense is a pass-happy offense. But I just think you got to have Kyler and you've got to have the running game. And you know the Patriots are thinking two things. Stop your run, and they want to establish their run.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I think the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball is going to dictate how this game goes and who's actually going to win this game. This is a good rushing football team in the New England Patriots, Basedonians. I love the fact they snapped the ball to Cam Newton. Now, they've backed off on that a little bit, but in the beginning of the season, they'd snap it to him and run the power with a quarterback. Literally run the power with him as quarterback. I love that play. I love the fact they did it with Cam Newton. I thought it was using his abilities to the best you possibly could. But the line of scrimmage is going to dictate how this game goes.
Vance Joseph?
This offense is run first. They're averaging, I think, 164 a game rushing. So that's going to be a chore to slow them down as far as them running the football. The passing game came alive last week against Houston. He threw for, I think, 300-plus yards. So it's going to be a chore.
It's really difficult to see it when you watch the Patriots throw the ball, right? Because now all of a sudden you got Cam Newton, who's got a quarterback rating of 84. Now, listen, ladies and gentlemen, quarterback rating and stats, it's not the end-all be-all for the most part. But when you watch Cam Newton and then you look at his quarterback rating, they pretty much they are in sync,
yeah.
For lack of a better way of saying it. And
a lot of crunch time picks, too, and fumbles and things
well,
like that.
Right? He's thrown 4 touchdowns and 7 interceptions, almost twice as many picks on the season right now. And he's just not seeing the field very well. And it's one of the reasons why, yeah, they're going to double down on running the ball. That's what they're going to do. And this is the reason why it's such a concern for me looking at the defensive line room. I'm glad Zach Allen has come back. But, boy, I'll tell you, the defensive line being decimated the way that they have right now, where all 5 of their rotation players, their top 5 rotation players, all were on IR at one point in time at the same time of the season. That is stunning to me.
And I know he's not defensive line, but then to include Chandler Jones in on that, because he's always lining up right there, too.
But just say he's important to the defense.
Yeah, a little bit.
No doubt of, but you know what? I look at that, Basedonians, and I see that all over the league. Of course, you see a player down here, a player down there, a player. Injuries are going to happen to a football team. To me, it's the fascination I have is the concentration of injuries that has happened. I mean, the secondary was a complete mess earlier in the season.
Right.
And now all of a sudden it's the defensive line room that has been decimated by injury. And how does that impact a football team in particular when you're getting ready to play one of the better teams that like to run the ball?
Isaac Rogers called in earlier today and he stole David's grill. Matt Simons called in and he stole Cameron's grill. We announced 2 names at 7:30 and 8:30 and neither of them were listening and they missed out on a $700 barbecue grill. If you want a chance to win the Arizona Sports Virtual Tailgate presented by Four Peaks, send us a text and make sure you're listening Monday morning at 7:30. Text GATE to 620-620. That's GATE to 620-620.
Research and Doug. Research and Doug.
I put it together on a Tuesday. I send it out to our good friend, ASU play-by-play voice, Tim Healy. And what's awesome is Tim has 4 games to broadcast over the weekend, starting tonight with ASU Rhode Island coming up right here, on ESPN 620 AM. And he had a radio show All Aboard to do last night. He did this at midnight last night. So thanks a lot to Tim. And Wolf, since you were talking about the running game.
Do you think Kyler Murray's legs are important to winning for the Cardinals, Wolf?
Yes.
Yeah, I'd say so. Kyler Murray has been held to fewer than 30 yards rushing 10 times in his NFL career. In those 10 games, Arizona has one victory.
Oh, man.
10 wow. times he's been held under 30 yards rushing. They've won once.
I did not know that. That is an excellent, excellent research and dev.
The Rams and Jared Goff beat Tom Brady Monday night. The last Rams quarterback to beat Tom Brady was defending Super Bowl champion Kurt Warner in Brady's first year as the starter in New England.
What?
The Rams quarterback has never beaten New England since Kurt Warner and the St. Louis Rams in year one of Tom Brady as the starting quarterback.
Wow. Oh, man.
Now,
that's good.
Speaking of Tom Brady, wow.
Which is more surprising, Wolf? The fact Tom Brady has more interceptions in 2020 than he did in 2019, or that he has the same number of interceptions this year as Daniel Jones?
I'm going to go with the Daniel Jones.
All the talk about Daniel Jones and the interceptions, and he's tied with Brady right now.
Oh, my goodness.
Here's an advanced one that kind of leads into Seahawks struggles.
According to NFL Next Gen Stats, the nearest defender to Chase Edmonds on his touchdown catch was 12 yards away. That's the second most yards of separation on a catch in the end zone this season, trailing only Calvin Ridley, who had 15.8 yards of separation on a Week 1 touchdown. The catch is both TD receptions were against the Seahawks.
We're talking separation in the end zone. In the end zone.
Okay, this historically bad Seattle Seahawk defense, which is still a thorn in my side. This is a hard one to get over when you think of this season for the Arizona Cardinals and that game. So much hope for that game that the offense was going to go up there and light that defense up.
Still stinging.
As you would guess, Wolf, Tom Brady has the most regular season wins over the last 4 years with 43. But who has the second most? Do you think it's Drew Brees or Russell Wilson?
No, I wouldn't say that.
Right.
Let me think about it.
All right.
Well, it's neither. Goff? With the Monday night win, it's Jared Goff with 40 wins in 4 years.
What? Wow!
I mean, I was just thinking about, going back. Obviously, they had a down year last year, and it was 9-7.
Wow, was that impressive.
Oh, my goodness.
Jared Goff is in second place. He's won 40 games in 4 years. I got to give you that one.
I mean, where'd that come from, ladies and gentlemen?
There's breaking news in the SEC today. Nick Saban has tested positive again for COVID, but this time he's actually having symptoms. So the belief is this is not a false positive. And this is going into the Iron Bowl. And you don't mess with the Iron Bowl, Alabama-Auburn in Alabama.
Since Nick Saban took over at Alabama, the Crimson Tide has 7 50-point wins. The rest of the SEC has 6.
Wow.
You're talking about the greatest conference in college football. He's beaten an opponent in a conference game 7 times by 50 points.
Oh my
the
goodness.
Whole rest of the conference has only done it 6.
So Nick Saban has COVID.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Wow.
And let's finish off with an old Cardinal for our last one.
Only 4 receivers in NFL history have 600 catches in their first 100 games. Keenan Allen joined that list with Antonio Brown, Julio Jones, and the first to ever do it, former Cardinal Anquan Boldin.
Wow, the Quan. Man, I'll tell you what, that is some storied company right there.
Yeah, it is. 600 catches in 100 games is pretty impressive. And I didn't get a chance to give you one that you would have loved. Derrick Henry became the only player in the history of the NFL to have 2 overtime rushing touchdowns in the same season this year. That's him. I mean,
it's one of my favorites.
He is.
Absolutely one of my favorites, and one of my favorite teams to play and watch play, the Tennessee Titans.
Coming up next, Bill Belichick. What do you like about Kyler Murray? He joined us and told us. Next on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
pretty boy football.
Everybody's going to have their opinion no matter what.
98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station.
You got D-Hop, you got Larry, Christian Kirk, the running backs, Kenyon, Chase, even the tight end.
I mean, we have everything that you need.
This offense has the potential to be the best offense in the NFL this year.
Doug and Wolf talk Cardinals. Now.
Cardinals Patriots coming up on Sunday. Couple ASU basketball games in between Wednesday and Friday tonight at 5 o'clock on ESPN 620. You've got Tim and Kyle with the play-by-play call of that game against Rhode Island, and hopefully both ASU and Villanova win, and then they get to take on a top three, top five team coming up on Friday. Then you'll have everybody on hand. Paul and Wolf will be there. Dave Pasch calling the New England game for the Cardinals on Sunday. You can hear that here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. Mintz, just a second ago in the update, played a smaller version for you. Here's the full cut. Bill Belichick, you're going up against Kyler Murray. What do you see?
Well, he's a dynamic player, as you guys know. You've seen a lot of him. He's very fast and has a live arm, can rip the ball. He's been productive, and they're one of the most explosive offenses in the league in terms of yards, first downs, points, big plays. So he has a lot to do with it. He's got a lot of other good players around him, and he's got a good coach with a good design. So it's a total team thing, but he's a key player in the whole operation.
That was Bill Belichick, who joined us earlier on this beautiful broadcast right there. And it's so amazing because it also brings back memories. Every time I actually hear him speak and talk, I cannot help it. But I think back to my years in 1992 and 93 when I played for the Cleveland Browns. It's just amazing to me how much I don't think he has changed. I don't think he's changed at all. I've been told that by other people, of course. But for me,
I'm assuming it doesn't surprise you.
No, it doesn't surprise me. It really doesn't. You know, he didn't have a quarterback in Cleveland. That's what it was. Bernie Kosar, whom I love, ladies and gentlemen. Bernie Kosar, diminishing skills was what was going on right there. There was a change of power, so to speak, in the Cleveland organization. And Bill Belichick was right in the middle of all of that. And then he found Tom Brady. Tom Brady, and it's amazing what a quarterback will do for a coach, and it's something that you've heard me talk about all the time, but it's the truth. Players win games. Now, Bill Belichick, I believe, is a great, great coach. There's no doubt about that, and it's important, but it's players who actually win games. And it's interesting right now to see Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots struggling the way they are. But think about all the players that opted out as well, right?
That's a big deal. Season. It's not just – it's easy to point at Tom Brady. But remember, we're still – granted, they didn't make the playoffs. But there was a hit from Bernard Pollard game one, week one, 2009 maybe? Mm-hmm. I forget when it was. The Patriots didn't make the playoffs when Tom Brady got hurt, but they went 10-6. They win 10 games without Tom Brady.
Yeah, I thought it was 11-5.
Was it? It might have been.
Something ridiculous.
I mean, that was crazy. But hits just a lot more than Tom Brady this year. We asked Bill Belichick as well, does he agree with Wolf that it's players over coaches?
Never.
Oh, okay, good.
He didn't say that, ladies and gentlemen. But
the truth is, it was fascinating when he went into analytics.
What the analytics say?
Yes.
Never.
He was saying never that he never uses the typical analytics that we hear a lot of. Doug Peterson is hardcore. We believe that Cliff Kingsbury is hardcore. If the analytics say your win probability goes up by converting on this fourth down, then people go for it. They say, you know what? Most teams win a game if they get first and 10 at the 30, so I'm going to go for it on fourth and 2 from the 32. And Bill Belichick was saying, why do other games of other teams with other matchups that affect analytics matter?
Yeah, well, I'm not saying it's bad for anybody else. If you ask whether I use it, and I don't. I, look at the game situation and look at the, our matchups and, all the things that I try to take into consideration about and make the best decision I can for the team based on all those circumstances right there, not, you know, a bunch of random numbers from teams that aren't us or that we're not playing and, you know, what all of them did in that situation or whatever. It's really about our specific situation on that decision.
I think of some years back when, of course, Peyton Manning was still playing for the Indianapolis Colts and that fourth down. You know, that
I thought it was
down,
a brilliant decision and it didn't work.
You're talking about the Patriots.
The Patriots,
they went for it on fourth down
when every analytic in the world said, don't you dare go for it. And his theory was, why would I want Peyton Manning to have the ball?
Exactly right. That, to me, blew my – he thought he had a better chance of his offense converting than giving the ball back to Peyton Manning and his defense actually stopping Peyton Manning.
And his point is, statistically, he doesn't care what the analytics say because the very next week, the very same decision, if Peyton Manning's not over there,
correct,
it would be the right decision to punt.
Absolutely.
And the
yes.
analytics would doesn't care who the other team has or what your matchup is. Or, you know, the analytics might say you got to go for it on this fourth down, but he's been watching maybe 45 minutes of football and realizing we can't run on this guy.
Yes.
We can't run on that team.
Yep.
So why should I go for it then?
You know, it's just amazing, too, listening to Bill Belichick. It brought back so many memories. I know I keep talking about this, but it's the truth. Do your job. And I think of how that is going to relate to this game and what he's telling his players about the Arizona Cardinals in regard to do your job. That to me, play Kyler Murray first. That's what the Patriots defense is going to do. They're going to play him first, like the Seattle Seahawks. Try to take the ball out of Kyler Murray's hands, and if they don't, I'll be absolutely shocked. That means you're going to have to be disciplined on the edges, whether it's rundown situation, first and 10, second and 1-6, or third and obvious. You're going to have to be disciplined on your pass rush, disciplined on the edge. Do your job. Distractions. In other words, don't bite on fakes from Kyler. Don't bite on the fakes. He's got the ball. Assume he's going to have the ball. Attention to detail. Forget about formation recognition. It means nothing against Cliff Kingsbury and the Kyler Murrays of the world. It means nothing. Forget about that. Formation recognition, typically on the defensive side of the ball, it's such a key. It's such a big key for so many teams. I don't think it means anything when you play the Arizona Cardinals because I think Cliff Kingsbury does a really good job of disguising his true intent. And then, of course, motivation is your responsibility. It's your responsibility to get ready to play.
Earlier today, Wolf asked you to tweet the show with any of your Thanksgiving traditions. And I got time for one because Ramon Garcia has the best one ever. What's your Thanksgiving tradition, Ramon? He put one word. Eat.
Eat. That's not bad right there. Yes,
big
indeed.
Fan. Coming up next, Paul's call jumps in on it. What's his Thanksgiving tradition? That's next on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
Paul's Call is brought to you by Brooklyn Bedding. For the best sleep ever, go to brooklynbedding.com.
Hey, it's your call, man.
No, it's your call.
No, it's your call.
No, it's your call.
Hey, nitwits, it's Paul's Call.
While the Patriots are talking about Kyler.
You know, he's elusive and hard to tackle because he's quick and he's fast. And
no doubt, Coach Belichick.
A little shimmy shake for Kyler Murray.
Here in the AZ, you know who we're talking about.
Cam.
What will Cam Newton look like on game day?
Oh, Cam.
Not on the field, but his pregame outfit, of course, as he walks into the stadium.
Cam.
Did you see his get up? Last week.
I liked it yesterday. It looked to me like you just finished surveying the Oregon Trail or something like that.
Pretty much. Yeah. Twitter had a field day as most said Cam, he looked like the yodeling mountain climber dude from the Cliffhangers game on Price is Right. As Cam was rocking these shorts with suspenders, he had knee-high socks, he had an Indiana Jones hat on.
Lederhosen, Bob.
And he broke down his look on WEI.
For it to be shorts, suspenders, bow tie, you know, overcoat or over
sweater. I've made myself perfectly clear that I don't want to look like nobody else. I want to be uniquely me.
Well, mission accomplished. Social media is saying that instead of shouting out audibles, that maybe Cam should just yodel.
I tuned in to watch a game. Right. I got a 3.5-hour Ricola commercial.
That was the other comparison. A lot of people saying that Cam was a dead ringer for the Ricola guy. Right. As we go back, stop it with the vuvuzelas, by the way. We had enough back in the World Cup.
For me, it's just looking at something and saying, man, how can I really, you know, bring it out or bring it to life and whatever my vision is. So that's something that, you know, I really enjoy.
He has a vision for his outfit. You see,
he doesn't have a scarf, Paul.
Don't be just another person who buys their identity, their wardrobe. Anyone with means can buy the designer brands. Have your own personal brand, says Cam.
If I see a person with a Gucci hat, Gucci shirt, Gucci socks, Gucci shoes, like, that's not fashion.
That's not fashion. That's not an identity. I'll tell you what. I'll be in Foxborough on Sunday. I'll be the fashion police with the sawed-off shotgun of sports.
Oh.
Sports takes and having a fashion philosophy in Cam's direction.
Because for that person who sees me, I want them to say, like, man, he's different. Yeah, different is not bad always. You know, different is good. You know, being your own self is good. I don't want to be like nobody else. You know, I want to promote, you know, being yourself, being uniquely you.
So for everyone who just bags on Cam and insults his pregame outfits.
Yeah, it's just being so mean.
It's more than a look, says Cam. His game plan goes beyond fashion. It goes to being your own individual. You do you.
And I think if we have more people thinking like that, this world would be in a better place rather than trying to be like somebody else and for all the wrong reasons when they don't even know how they managed to obtain those certain things. So.
Right, so
I would say forget the scarf, Paul. And by the way, don't put your hair up in a bun.
It's you,
I'll take advice on the
you
hair.
You do you. By the way, in the Patriots' loss to the Texans, J.J. Watt lived up to his nickname, J.J. Swat, with 4 batted passes at the line of scrimmage. You see that?
We blocked 2!
Man,
no,
oh
actually,
man.
No.
You know what? We blocked 2!
Rapper J.J. Watt blocked 4 passes defense.
Nothing for you!
And Cam did not appreciate the pesky media questions that wondered, now how? Why, Cam? You're 6'6".
He's J.J. Watt. He's an all-pro, perennial all-pro. He's a defensive player of the year, one of the best players in this generation. So for us, you know, it is what it is. They get paid too.
Yeah. Get off me, saying Cam over there. By the way, Cam's new favorite target, if you guys missed it, former Cardinals receiver Damier Bird.
Throws a long ball down the middle for Bird.
Yeah!
Catches for the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots.
Wow.
Oh, it's about time.
They were in Carolina together as well, were they not, Paul?
Yes.
Oh, wow, yeah, good reference.
42-yard strike to Damier Wolf. I hope you match the energy of the Patriots radio analyst on game day. I mean, stay off the tryptophan.
For Bird! Catches!
Yeah. So, you know.
I don't think I'll ever hear Wolf in all of his years yell, it's about time!
By the way, when we say BYOE, we're not just talking about the Cardinals and, you know, can we get a pulse at times with no fans in the stands, you know. You get the flat line, right? Oh, not another flat line. In fact, you know who had something to say about his team lacking energy and intensity, especially at home in 2020?
Relax. We're going to be okay.
The Packers have been sluggish at empty Lambeau, and Aaron Rodgers says he told his head coach he wants all the cheesy stadium traditions, Doug, that all you Midwesterners love. He's all about that, says Aaron Rodgers. Let's still play the hits, says A-Rod.
I told Matt, you know, I want to see roll out the barrel. I want the beer races.
Right.
And the, you know, I want sign, mm-hmm. everywhere a sign. I want YMCA.
Oh.
I want the favorites. I don't know why we're, you know, shying away from some of those, but, hey, I'm just one man. That's what I want to.
I think we draw the line at YMCA. You know, in this divided
There's
nation,
no doubt about
we
it,
can all agree
I,
that
I cannot,
no
man,
YMCA.
No.
I mean, I think we all agree on that.
What are you doing?
Which guy would you dress up as, Paul, when you're the Village People?
You want something that's gone national? Well, go put that on your poll question. This whole Clemson Florida State drama.
I'm viral.
There you go, Doug. That's for you.
I'm
Next.
Viral.
Yeah,
I didn't see that coming.
What's gone viral that won't go away? It's jumped from the sportscast now into the newscast to recap.
Florida State then said it wasn't comfortable playing Saturday's game.
Oh.
Florida State coach Mike Norvell.
This is a decision
Norvell.
That is made by the medical.
See, you know it's a news guy.
I know news guys.
When you get the mispronounced name.
What up?
Kyle Reese.
Attention news desk. It's Mike Norvell.
To me, the Florida State administration forfeited the game.
We're going to rely on our medical advisors to make the best call.
Norvell says it's about the student's health.
No, stop. Again, so yesterday, I mean, this won't go away. We get Dabo Swinney. He ain't taking nothing from Florida State, Dabo.
You know, listen, I'm not really worried much about what they say down there in Tallahassee. That's for sure. You know, I've been in this league 18 years. I've been the head coach here 12. You know, they've had three head coaches in 4 years. Decisions that they make, I'm not going to worry about advice from Tallahassee.
Pass the protective cuff.
Translation.
And my answer is shut up.
Now, let's drill deeper here, because if you're looking for someone to blame.
I'm not saying it's your fault. I'm saying I'm blaming you.
What Jeff Van Gundy is really saying is to hit this button on his former partner.
The Pash Factor.
See, this is the reason everything has gone south. The moment Dave Pash was assigned to call that game, it was doomed, I say, because if you're scoring at home now, the Pash Factor has cost college football single-handedly 5 games.
Didn't want to be in Paul's call to start this week.
How do you figure?
5 games, Dave. That's how many college football games that Dave has been assigned that have eventually been canceled.
That's the fact, Jack.
Dave had 2 canceled in 1 week, Doug.
It's the first week of the season.
And now,
you're right, Paul.
Because it can always get worse, this Clemson-Florida State game was called off. This one was called off just 3 hours before kickoff.
Boy, I was going to get ripped all week by Paul Calvisi.
You know, and now we get the rip jobs going back and forth.
To me, the Florida State administration forfeited the game. Yeah. And if they want to play Clemson, in my opinion, they need to come to Clemson, or they need to pay for all expenses.
And by the way, Mike Norvell, he retorted.
Football coaches are not doctors, and some of us might think that we are, but you know, there's a reason why those advisors are able to make the decisions from the information that is provided.
Coach Norvell.
Yeah. Norvell says that he tried to call Dabo, but Dabo did not call him back, by the way. So, you know, we got all this, and, you know, they should have known better. Right.
The Pash Factor.
Especially coming off Thursday Night Football. If you guys missed it out there, here was the Cardinals backed up near their own goal line, unedited.
4 receivers can't take a safety. Murray takes the snap 3 yards deep in the end zone. Fires a pass across the middle that's caught at the 10 by Hopkins, and that's it. But there's a flag down.
Of course there's a flag. Can't take a safety, and what happens? Cardinals get the safety. By the way, we just thought we'd wrap things up here. Coach Cliff wrapped up the way he wrapped up his presser today with his Q&A.
Cliff, what is your favorite part of Thanksgiving?
Being able to take a nap.
So there you go.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
Especially in Cliff's house.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Thanks, Cliff.
That's right. When you have a super extra house, I mean, it's never a bad thing.
That's true.
You know, I mean, so.
That couch look cozy, yeah. Paul.
That's our cue. Hashtag see ya.
This has been another edition of Paul's Call.
Get off me.
Now kindly get off Paul.
I'm busy.
He's busy.
McCarthy pulls out a sledgehammer.
Oh.
A full sledgehammer that you can knock a wall down with. Bam.
Yeah.
Bam.
Smashes the watermelon.
I'll bring the sledgehammer to New England. Someone else bring the Sierra.
Elvis just left the building.
Stay frosty, Arizona.
Come on. He is gone.
It's Paul's goal.
Thank you, Paul.
How did the show make you feel?
Woo!
Doug and Wolf's. Brought to you by Carol Royce Keller Williams Realty East Valley. Get more money selling your home. Go to CarolHasTheBuyers.com. That's CarolHasTheBuyers.com.
My big takeaway is how thankful I am for all of you that have been listening to this show for almost 15 years and to all of you families that are without loved ones because they're fighting for our country this weekend.
I'll second that and throw out there, I know it's Drinksgiving tonight. People, please act appropriately.
Well, knock it off. Thank you, Bill Belichick, for coming on the show. Peace and strength.